This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
They just announced a binary trigger system for the AK. Goodness, don't they know that it's okay to take a break every now and again? Probably not going to do it, though, but that's who they are. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. It's Friday, so that means we need to take a moment, take a look back, and see what was important to other people. And that would be primarily today. The truth about guns. So joining us again is their editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. TGIF.
Yes. I'm not going to go through my week. My week was it wasn't a big fail, but there was a couple of setbacks here and there. But no matter. We're here to Friday, TGIF. So, over the course, just keep pushing on. What came across your bow to where you sat back and said, "Oh no, this isn't pleasant now, is it?"
Well, the biggest traffic getting story of the week came out yesterday. There was a gentleman from the Dallas area, Plano, a 70-year-old Vietnam vet who way back in the 80s went to a gun show, in Fort Worth, and he bought an M14 rifle because it was like the M14 he had in Vietnam. There was a problem, though, because the M14 he bought at this gun show is fully automatic. And he had that rifle, and he had it for 40 years, and he'd shown it to friends, and he'd kept it in a case in his house, and somebody at some point dropped a dime on him and let the ATF know that this man has a machine gun. So they raided his house, and they found the machine gun. And unfortunately, the machine gun also had the serial number removed. The news reports on this aren't clear as to whether it was that way when he bought it or if he'd done that. I got the impression that it was that way when he bought it.
Right.
And then complicating that was the fact that his wife had passed away a few months before, and she had cancer. And she was smoking marijuana to deal with the pain, and that's, of course, not legal in the state of Texas. So this gentleman was charged on both counts, and he was sentenced to over 7 years in prison for possession of that fully automatic M14.
Right.
And goodness, did our readership go crazy on that, on both sides of the issue. I mean, there are people on both sides saying, this is insane, we've got to get rid of the NFA now, this is why the NFA is wrong, and people saying, he should have known. First of all, you can't scratch a serial number off of a gun. Everybody knows that a machine gun is illegal.
What year in the 80s was it purchased, though?
That's the problem, because they're saying it was the early 80s, and 86 was when the law was passed that outlawed machine guns. So I don't know if it was legal when he bought it. If the serial number had been removed, I don't think it would have been illegal. It would have been legal way.
Right.
Yeah, it's a sticky one. But there's the fact that you're putting a 70-year-old man who never committed a crime in his life in jail for over 7 years, I think it was 7 years, 3 months, rubbed a whole lot of people the wrong way. And it's an example of how you can get into trouble, possibly without even knowing it. Not saying you shouldn't have known it, but I believe that the man didn't know that he was breaking the law.
So the first question would be, has he been adjudicated and has there been sentence passed already and all that other stuff?
Yes, that sentence has been passed.
So he's definitely going to jail.
It appears that way. Maybe he's going to appeal. I don't know. But, yeah, sentence was passed this week, and goodness, our readership is up in arms. So, yeah, it's a mess. And the NFL, the NFA and all the laws that go around that, there are some gray areas. Questions, you know, did he own this machine gun before 1986? Sounds like possibly he did, but again, none of the news stories were really clear on that.
Right.
But
1986, the significance of 1986 is when the Hughes Amendment was passed, which is the demarcation point to where all the old machine guns prior to 1986 are good. Anything made after that arbitrary date in 1986 is hence bad. And that's why we're discussing 1986 for those of you who may not have known what we were talking about.
Yeah, anybody can still own a pre-1986 machine gun.
Yep.
They can buy one. They just have to go through hoops with the ATF.
Yeah.
But no post-1986 machine guns for the general public. So that's why they're very expensive these days. M14, the fully auto one, which I don't know. If they made them now and they were generally available to the public, it might cost you $2,000, $2,500. I'm guessing if you were going to buy a legal one now, it would cost you, I don't know, $20,000, $25,000 maybe. Supply and demand, law of supply and demand. It's stupid. It is senseless. Machine guns are virtually never used in crimes. Any criminal who wants to can make his gun a machine gun. With very little effort, and they almost never do it because most people don't even bother. The law is a relic, and it catches people like this occasionally who don't know any better, and they find themselves in some serious trouble.
Yeah, the AR, a fully automatic M16, when I was in the military, we didn't run those things fully automatic because they're just too light and they'd become a dancing fool for you, front end, back end, bouncing like crazy. So we were semi-automatic people.
Crazy.
Anyway.
The most effective.
So that is too bad. That is way too bad for that gentleman. How long was he? Is there like a minimum sentence for this kind of thing?
You know, I don't know, but it sounds like he got more than the minimum. I'm thinking he got 87 months, and that seems like a really long time for a 70-year-old who ran afoul of the law. Again, not all the details have come out, but it sounds like he did. He certainly didn't hide the gun. He showed it to all his friends. Friends knew he had it. And somebody called the ATF and tipped them off.
How nice.
Yeah, exactly.
How nice of them to do that. Okay, well, anyway, that's just 87 months. So that is 6 years, right at, it's 7 years plus. Yeah?
Yeah.
7 years and 3 months. What?
That's a long time for anybody, but especially for a 70-year-old.
Yeah, that's just messed up. That's just messed up. So, anyway, having said that, truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan works on a daily basis. A lot of new content there every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. They just came out with a binary trigger for the AK. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious.
I am talking. Looks like fun, doesn't it?
It does look like fun. I've got to get my hands on one of those things. I haven't even got one of the rifles yet, but that's coming. But you've tried them, so I'm looking forward to that anyway. But talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com down there in Austin, Texas. But your riders are spread out all over the United States, aren't they?
We are. We are spread around. We've got a few of them based here, but we've got Wisconsin, we've got Virginia, we've got California. We've got them all over.
Yeah. Yep. Lots of remote people. And Dean Weingarten, wherever he is.
He's Arizona-based.
Yes, Arizona. I have Dean on the show on Wednesday, so having Dean on the show is always fun. But anyway. All right. So the M14 is... That's a horrible story. What else have we got?
Well, here's a little better story. Up on the corporate gun control beat, I'm sure a lot of your readers remember after Parkland, a number of companies cut ties with the NRA, some big banks, with a little help from Governor Soprano in New York, and some insurance companies as well. Cut ties with the NRA, and some decided that they would not lend to any companies at all that made semi-automatic rifles, AR pattern rifles, so-called military assault rifles, that kind of thing. The two most prominent are a couple of big money center banks, Citibank and Bank of America. One of the pieces of blowback from that was that the state of Louisiana cut those two banks out of underwriting some bonds they were issuing to fix their roads. Well, the senator, one of the senators from Louisiana, Senator John Kennedy, has just introduced a bill in the U.S. Senate. He's calling the No Red Blue Banks Act. He's saying that targeting gun owners and companies is an affront to responsible gun owners and a threat to the Constitution and the 2A. And basically, what they're doing is they're trying to make it a red versus blue thing. If this kind of thing continues, he says it's going to make it hard for businesses in Louisiana or businesses anywhere in the U.S. for that matter to find banking services. These are legitimate, local gun stores, gun makers, that type of thing. And so what his bill would do would cut those banks out of any federal business. He's not telling them who they can lend to and who they can or who they can do business with. He's just saying that if they choose to pick and choose their customers based on political beliefs or activities or social justice reasons, the U.S. taxpayer is not going to subsidize that activity.
I would like to, now I don't know if this is a fact or not, but I mean, most of these big banks took money during the bailout. They took federal money during the bailout. And
virtually all of them did, yeah. That's right.
So does this mean that we have a back door into being able to tell them how they conduct business? I mean, I know they're regulated, and I know that they're regulated by various organizations, but I mean, can we make this the price of doing business here in the United States to where, listen, why don't you guys just figure out your best practices as far as business is concerned and leave the legislation to us?
Well, that's always the dream, but there's always been a cozy relationship between the regulators and the regulatee.
Right.
From what I read after the 2008 crisis, there were a couple of banks who didn't even want to take federal money, but were told that they would. And I'm not sure what the motivation was there. Anytime you take Uncle Sam's money, Uncle Sam can tell you what you can and can't do.
Right.
And in this case, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana has already said that he's requested that the General Services Administration cut Citibank out of a $700 billion contract they supposedly have a piece for. I'm not sure exactly what those services are, but that would be a significant piece of business, even right. for a bank as big as Citibank. So, yeah, I would think that would get their attention. Then we'll see where that goes, and we'll see what happens in 3 weeks with the election as to where a bill like this might, how far it might get. But it certainly plays well with the folks back home that Senator letting people know that he's not going to sit still for this kind of thing, and he is going to make life as difficult as he can for banks that choose to discriminate against their customers based on their position on the Second Amendment.
Isn't it surprising that there isn't a law against that already?
Yes, although how you would enforce something like that is always problematic. You know, that if you're turned down for a loan, there's all kinds of reasons and justifications that can go into that decision. However, these banks, both Citi and B of A, have outwardly stated, look, we will not lend to companies that make, quote, military-style weapons available to the general public. They made no bones about that. So that is clearly what these banks are doing.
Right.
Other banks may make those decisions on a much more down-low basis. We had an article not too long ago about Fifth Third Bank apparently cutting off Palmetto State Armory. Yeah, Spikes. I'm sorry, Spikes Tactical, exactly. But then not too long ago, last week, in fact, I got a call from a large Midwestern gun store who had just closed a $500,000 line of credit with Fifth Third Bank. And Fifth Third Bank said, we don't know what happened over there, but we do not have an anti-gun policy, and we are happy to lend to you. We lend to other gun-related businesses as well. So what exactly goes into these decisions is not always as clear as it is with Citibank and Bank of America.
Let me get you to hold on for a little bit. We're going to take a moment here and go off and pay a bill or two. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where you can hear about all these stories he's relating to you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denied reports that a Turkish official shared with him an audio recording and transcript of the alleged murder of a Washington Post columnist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin told Fox News, time's up and we need to know what's going on here.
We need to get the facts, and we should have had the facts by now. Clearly, the Saudis are trying to scramble to protect the royal family. It's difficult to believe anything could happen in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia without the royal family knowing about it.
A $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot will be up for grabs Friday night. The drawing will be held at 11 o'clock Eastern Time in Atlanta, so there is still some time to get your tickets. New York Lottery spokesman Yolanda Vega joined Fox News with some tips for you on how to pick your lucky numbers.
Play those favorite ages of children, anniversaries, birthdays.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. What else have you got for us, Obi-Wan?
Well, let's go to the state of Pennsylvania, where we have Representative Carolyn Komeda. I believe that's how she pronounces her name. She wants to do something about road rage, and she got a victim, the mother of a woman who was killed in a road rage incident. Somebody shot her and got the cameras up there. And she has introduced a bill in the Pennsylvania House, which would make it illegal to carry a loaded firearm in your vehicle. She said studies show drivers who have a firearm in their vehicle are more prone to anger and likely to engage in aggressive driving.
Which studies?
I would like to see the results of that study. Methinks that, like Elizabeth Warren, Carolyn Komeda speaks with forked tongue. I think she made that one up out of whole cloth. That's I've driven cars hundreds of times with a load of firearms, and I know they've never made me angry. They've never made me drive more recklessly. I don't know about you. Have you had any experience like that?
Well, let me tell you about today. Today I was coming home. I live in a nice state where there's only two camera stores in the entire state. So I live within about 40 miles of one of them. And I was coming back from it, and as I was getting off of the highway, I'm coming down the exit, and a semi that was right beside me decided he wanted to come along too. I was carrying a Nighthawk Custom 45 ACP on me.
Very nice.
I got over, and I've got a Ford Explorer, 2018 Ford Explorer, and I think it has the police interceptor engine in it, so I was able to pop it and get out of his way really, really quick. And it scared him, right? So, and I'm just thinking, it's a doggone good thing, dude, that I'm carrying this gun, because otherwise I'd want to think about pounding you. So I just decided, okay, dude is obviously very dangerous. Let me get away from him. And I tried to get away from him, and I went up and stopped at the stoplight. So he comes up behind me, and I can see him. He's blowing his horn at me, and then he jumps out of the truck. And he's coming up beside me, and my hand is on the pistol, and I roll down the window, and he goes, I just wanted to let you know that I was sorry that I tried to run you off the road. And then he got back in his truck, and he was able to take off because I was as close to having road rage as I think anybody. And I have, you know, I'd be the first one to tell you, hey, I've got a few anger management issues, and that's never going to be an issue with me as much as, you know, I might sit there and I don't even fantasize about it because, you know, shooting somebody is not something to fantasize about. So
no,
but
no,
he got out of the vehicle and was coming at me. And I mean, I didn't draw down on him for that. So I would love to see the study.
Yeah, exactly. I would love to see the results of that thing. If it in fact exists. In fact, most people who carry firearms, especially those who have a license to carry, are the most law abiding people, in society, more so even than police officers, statistically speaking.
Right.
Our law would exempt people who are hunting, law enforcement, military, security, those kinds of people. But I'm sure what she doesn't know is that all she would be doing is adding risk to the process of carrying a firearm. For all those people in Pennsylvania who would carry a firearm on a daily basis, if her law made it, if her bill was signed into law, think about what those people would have to do. They're carrying a firearm. It's time now to get my car. What do I have to do to comply with the law? I have to remove the firearm from my holster. I have to unload it. I have to then stow it. And then when I get to where I'm going, I have to reload it and put it back in my holster. That's inherently dangerous. Every time you touch your gun, that's an opportunity for an accident to happen. The safest place for your gun is in its holster.
Right.
And the safest thing to do is to leave it there. So, but she would have all the tens of thousands of people who carry a gun every day in the state of Pennsylvania do is handle their firearm needlessly. What she also doesn't know, of course, is that for people who carry a semi-automatic, slipping a magazine into one and being ready to use it is a very quick process. So what her law would do practically in terms of stopping somebody who actually did succumb to road rage would be virtually nothing.
Right.
It would be useless. And, of course, what she doesn't take into account is all the people who use their firearms every day for defensive gun uses, which outnumber the people who use them for criminal reasons by a factor of about 10 to 1. So
right.
she would make that process more difficult too. So she would be endangering more people's lives if her bill were to become law than she would be saving by far. Of course, she probably doesn't know that, and she probably would acknowledge that fact anyway. She's actually a Moms Demand Action favorite, and I've spoken a number of times. And all she says she wants is common sense gun safety laws.
Right. That's all any of them want, right? Just common sense gun safety laws, whatever.
Who could be against any of that?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know. I know. I do know. So, moms demand action. One thing about them, though, I haven't heard that much. What has become of Shannon Watt? She used to have her, and I call her Squeaky. Does she remind you of Lynette Squeaky Fromm when she was in town?
I mean, physically, does she look? Does she resemble her? I don't know.
I think you should use that in an article the next time you write about her. That's my gift to you. You can call her Shannon Squeaky Watts.
Squeaky Watts? Okay. I'll keep that in mind for sure.
There you go. There you go.
I know one of her members is running for Congress in Florida.
Right.
Lucy McBath. And I'm not sure what the latest polls are, but I'm sure she's getting plenty of support from Mr. Bloomberg and the rest of the moms.
What would happen to the anti-gun movement? We got about a minute left, but just a fun postulation here. What would happen to the anti-gun movement if Soros and Bloomberg dried up?
Oh, the gosh. I think the word is that Bloomberg has dumped about $18 million in this year.
Yeah.
Various races around the country, and I don't know how much Soros is pumping in, but that would make a serious dent in the anti-gun forces.
Yeah.
They would be in trouble competitively.
Well, I saw that Paul Allen passed away, which I was sorry to see that he passed away, but he was a big funder of the I-594 or whatever it was in Washington State, and I think he was funding 1639 in Washington State. So
yeah, he was a very big funder of anti-gun measures there. Yeah, I'm sure his money will be missed too.
Yeah. For details like this, you can go to truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan is the editor-in-chief. You can find out all about this that we speak of. We're going to be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman, and this is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Use that promo code. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Last time up at the plate, what have you got, sir?
Well, we're looking at red state Democrats running for the Senate who have been making noises that, you know, don't worry, you can trust us. We're independent, we're reasonable, we're pro-gun enough, you don't have to worry about your gun rights. But Project Veritas has embarrassed some of these folks lately. Let's look at Tennessee. Phil Bredesen, former governor. He made noises. He's in a tight race for an open Senate seat against Marsha Blackburn, and he during the whole Kavanaugh kerfuffle, he said, you know, gosh, I can't vote for him since I'm not in the Senate yet, but if I were, I would vote for Judge Kavanaugh. Unfortunately, the Project Veritas people got some video of his chief spokesman saying, you know what, wouldn't be that way. He wouldn't do that at all. That's just boo bait for the Bubbas back home. And then they even asked him about gun rights and what Bredesen would do on guns if he made it to the U.S. Senate. And the spokesman said, white male gun owners are the biggest terrorist organization on the planet. So, gosh, that doesn't do too well for Mr. Bredesen's prospects of beating Blackburn. In fact, After that came out, I think Blackburn got a 4 or 5 point bump in the polls in Tennessee. And a similar thing happened in Missouri, my home state. Claire McCaskill. She did not vote for Kavanaugh. She didn't vote about that. But she's always made nice because, Missouri is one of the most gun-friendly states in the country. And she's always tried to placate the people in middle Missouri and while doing a balancing act with the more Democratic voters in Kansas City and St. Louis. But Project Veritas got her on camera saying that she'd be just fine with bump stock bans, banning ARs, high-capacity magazines, universal background checks. In fact, she said that. She was in a debate this week with Josh Hawley, and she said, she'd be happy to have universal background checks, a semi-auto rifle ban, not just an AR ban, a semi-auto rifle ban. She wants to see the no-fly list reported to NICS, so basically no-fly, no-buy.
Right.
Which is a big due process issue, since nobody knows how anybody gets on the no-fly list. And once you're on it, getting off of it is darn near impossible. These red state Democrats do the best not to spook the horses back home. But when they think they're talking to friends and they let their guard down and let the mask slip a little bit, turns out they're a whole lot less pro-gun or moderate than they portray themselves. Anytime a vote were to come up, they would fall right in line with Chuck Schumer and what the Democrat leadership tells them to do in the Senate. Similarly, McCaskill was hurt badly after the Kavanaugh thing when she voted against him. Hawley got a post-Kavanaugh bump, and he was down a few points. And then after Kavanaugh, he was up 1 to 2 points, I think, in the latest Real Clear Politics poll.
Yeah, I also noticed that in the Blackburn race, Taylor Swift came out and backed Redson. And that was just one of those things where that had sort of the opposite effect of what they were hoping was going to happen, I do believe.
Oh, yeah. Bredesen made a video showing him shooting a shotgun,
yeah.
Busting some clays, and touting the fact that he used to be A-rated by the NRA.
Right.
Not saying that he is no longer A-rated by the NRA. Now he's D-rated by the NRA. So Chris Cox came out with his own tweet and his own video saying Bredesen's a fraud. He's now D-rated, demanding that he retract that claim. Of course, Bredesen has done that. He wants to let everyone know that he used to be NRA-rated and make people think that that's still the case. Of course, that brings back memories of Joe Manchin doing the same thing in West Virginia, another red state Democrat. The reddest of red states, West Virginia, went for Trump by 40 points or something like that.
Right.
Back when old tail gunner Joe was first running in 2010, he made a video showing him shoot a rifle at a cap and trade bill, because that was a serious threat to his state's coal industry. And he superimposed the NRA A rating, NRA endorsement over that, and he was elected. Then, of course, post Sandy Hook, he proposed the Manchin-Toomey universal background check bill and went against what he said he would do to the homestaters. And now this year, running again, he's made a new video. This time he's shooting a shotgun at another bill. What bill it was, I can't even remember. But he wants people to think that he's still, don't worry, guys, your gun rights are safe with me, all you toothless rubes back home.
Now, is this the first election he's had to stand through? It is,
when he ran in 2010, right? When he ran in 2010, it was an open seat. It was a short term. He ran in 2010, and then he had to run for re-election in 2012, which he got through easily. And then this is really his second re-election. And he's hoping that all the folks back home forget what he did in trying to propose a gun control law. And so far, it's turning out that way. The latest Real Clear Politics poll average has him up by 9 points, but that was taken before the Kavanaugh vote.
Right.
Now, Joe was the only Democrat to vote for Kavanaugh. So we'll see how how much the Mountain Staters remember, how much they care. Once they take more polls here and probably this week and see if that hurts him, if it helps him. He has much more name recognition in West Virginia than his opponent, Patrick Morrison. So he very well may hang on enough and eke out another 8-year term. Oh, sorry, a 6-year term.
6-year term.
Yes.
If it was 8 years, it would be... I just wonder how many terms Dianne Feinstein would have lived through by now. How old is she? About 112?
Yeah, doddering Dianne. Why she is running for yet another term, I don't know. I guess maybe she hates her grandchildren, doesn't want to spend any time with the folks back home, doesn't want to deal with the feces and needles in the streets of San Francisco. But whatever, she wants 6 more years, and she's 81, 82, something like
right.
that.
Right.
You know, come on, Di. Seems crazy, but running she is.
She probably wants to be the next Strom Thurmond. He was our senior senator for a long time. And
yes, he was.
I think he lived to be 100. I don't know how much legislating he was actually doing. He just mainly stood there with his mouth hanging open, looking at us at an angle.
And reading what his staff put in front of him.
Well, I don't even know if he could speak. I think his staff was speaking for him. The last time I saw him, he was just sort of standing there holding himself up, which, you know, he's 100 years old, so that was impressive in and of itself.
Do you think it was ventriloquism?
Something, I don't know. My question is, given, we definitely need to term limit these guys, and if they've lived long enough to have served 2 careers, they definitely need to be let go. They need to be retired out to the pasture, go to the old congressperson's home or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I'd be happy with a 3-term limit.
Yeah. Dan Zimmerman, he is the executive or the editor-in-chief at truthaboutguns.com. Go check him out. His stuff is out there all day, every day. Him and his band of merry riders. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.